This shit's so hard. Like, stop fucking playing. Stop playing. Shit. Alright, let's run this shit up. Cause we late. Well, we only 4 minutes late, but we late. We late.
Definitely a little late. Definitely
we are late. Late. One thing about us, we gonna be late.
We don't mean to do it.
No, we do not mean it. It is definitely not intentional, but for some reason, our CP time be CPing.
It definitely wasn't intentional today.
Listen, we not even gonna tell niggas why the fuck we was late today. Okay? Because y'all want to be some fucking hooligans. But either way, welcome back to this week's episode of Talk Some Slick. Of course, with me, your host, Slick C. What it do, Ski? And I got my motherfucking bro in the building.
Yeah, yeah. Brother 149.
Period. This is episode 135. And this week, our episode is titled, He Didn't Waste Your Time. He Just Doesn't Like You. So.
Dang.
That might sound so harsh.
So direct.
Well, you know, that's one of my gifts and curses.
It's so direct.
You know what I mean? That's definitely one of my gifts and curses. But we're not going to talk about...
gifts and curses today.
We're not talking about that today, okay? Nevertheless, yes. I wanted to have this topic because I feel like, you know, a lot of women don't understand that it's okay for men to be choosy also. And that's just the fact of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really a bad thing. I want to start off by saying just because a man doesn't like you doesn't mean that you're a bad woman. It doesn't mean that you aren't a great woman. It's just simply that maybe the energy doesn't match. Nice. The chemistry isn't there.
Nice cup of tea.
You're not his cup of tea. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. But the whole, like, victim mentality, oh, he wasted my time, oh, what was this for, all of that, I feel like some of y'all need to be delivered from that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to know why men always become the bad guy when they don't want to talk or talk to a woman or date a woman anymore.
Yeah, it just be crazy. Get the bashing, get the text group talking all crazy when all the man was kept it direct. Or he maybe didn't keep it direct, but, I mean, you kind of get the sense. I think... When you're out here dating, I guess the dating world is like that now.
Yeah,
I guess it's pretty obvious when you dating or not dating somebody, or somebody's interested or not interested in you in a dating scene.
Yeah.
I don't know why women do that on a dating tip. I feel like if y'all haven't even done anything, it really shouldn't be no feelings. You shouldn't even have expectations if you literally just gave him your number or y'all talking about going out. Like, if y'all have not made no plans, or this man has said, hey, yo, you free around this time, or what you doing this weekend? Okay. And he didn't follow through on them plans. Okay. All right. He wasted your Saturday night. But most dudes don't even really be giving y'all, like, let's set up a plan, let's do anything. It's just, like, conversation.
Like a flow just be going.
Yeah. That's all it really be. I mean.
Now, there are some who, you know, they've gotten to the first date, you know, and the date went good, mm-hmm. and the woman decided to give up the cookie. No shade to that. You know what I mean? We grown.
Get it on the first night, you grown.
But there are some women who feel like, oh, well, now you don't want to talk to me, and, you know, you didn't already have sex with me, so they feel like their time was wasted. And it's like, well, ma'am, nobody told you had to, like, give it to him right then and there.
Yeah, especially.
You know what I'm saying?
You like, give it up on the first night.
You didn't have to. And if you felt like your time was going to be wasted, if it didn't go anywhere from that,
you shouldn't have did it.
Then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I truly feel like that is on you.
That's big girl decisions that you made. And you can't expect a man to be like, all right, we had sex, now I'm just talking to her, and I need to focus on her. You feel me? The vibe could have just been right. He could have been like, all right, cool. She vibing that way, she vibing that way. Then when it happened, now I'm looking at you a little differently because that ain't the energy that was provided. That wasn't the energy that you was giving off. Like, I don't like them situations. I don't like to be put in them situations at all, because you can really just be going with the flow. And if the flow lead there, it led there. But, I mean, if y'all not building nothing, or was no, like, I don't know. That's I don't like them situations, because you never know what's gonna happen at the end. You really don't.
So, like you know me to do, I asked the question on Facebook. I got some really good responses, but there were two specifically that I wanted to really, like, kind of pinpoint on, because I feel like these comments kind of, like, hit the nail on the head for me. So, I asked guys, you know, have they ever been in a position where, you know, they were the bad guy because they no longer wanted to deal with a woman? And I got a lot of comments. A lot of people just was saying, like, yeah and no, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But, we had some dialogue, and the dialogue turned into, you know, two of these quotes. The first one says, some women generally hate rejection, probably because it doesn't happen to them often. So there's a lack of experience in how to deal with it. So typically, if a man decides he's not feeling her, she'll turn it around on him like he wasted her time, used her for what he wanted, or a bunch of other non-relevant shit to make her look like the victim of the situation, when in reality, it could really just be non-compatibility.
I can X out all of that extra shit in that quote and just go back to the very first line. Can you read it one more time?
Some women generally hate rejection. That's
a fact. That is... So I didn't need the rest of his soliloquy.
When I say... That's
actually a fact.
I jumped on his comment so quick, like, this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is it.
Because... Oftentimes,
that's chili wop too, y'all.
Oh, I'm here now. I'm in the building and I'm ready. Oftentimes, with women, you're always Oftentimes,
I'm fucking dead. Chili, stop playing with me.
All right, but no. Oftentimes, seriously though, as women, we aren't taught about rejection. Mm-hmm. We were never taught that, oh, he can reject you, and now you got to learn how to process that.
You know
what the fuck we was taught? You just said it. We was taught we was the prize. Mm-hmm. So when we get rejected, we don't know nothing about that, because nobody ever taught us that can happen too. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever taught us, yeah, you might be a prize, but you're not his prize.
That's it.
So again, that man ain't lying. That man is full of facts. That's true.
That's why I say it's like, in some situations, you could be the greatest woman on earth, and it just is that there's no compatibility. But for a lot of y'all, it really is the fact that you just kind of like a pretty face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And once the guy got to know you, there was nothing really keeping his attention besides the pretty face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't have any depth to you. You didn't have much conversation. You probably didn't make him laugh. You know what I mean? You're not adventurous. You stuck up. You know what I mean? It's an array of flaws that women have that we don't really harp on, because some people, I think, entertain it. You know what I mean? Like, you can be this spoiled little brat with some men, but some men ain't trying to hear that shit. So, in turn, you can be the most prettiest girl in the world, but if you lazy as fuck,
ain't got no substance,
you know what I'm saying? It's, you can't be mad that if a guy chooses at this point now to, all right, I don't want to talk to you no more. I would prefer us not dating
women
anymore.
Women don't have substance though.
That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's why it's not dating. That's why the dating scene, low key, I feel like, from what I see on the outside looking in, it's like women really, it's different. It's like certain women just don't got it. Mm-hmm. And that's like, and as you get older, you just like, damn, shorty, like, you always been bad, but like, yo, you just real, you ain't got nothing. Nah. Like,
well, because even with being bad, right, a lot of women, you probably always got that attention, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, from whatever age that your body developed, whatever age your face developed, whatever, right? So you probably always was used to this big old attention. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. But the thing is, you just used to that attention, and that attention typically gets you, you know, the monetary things that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, got it. But then what else comes after that, though. Right. Because I can be as beautiful as I want to be. I've been stacked since I was 11. No joke. I'm stacked and I didn't pay for that stack.
Okay, period.
The shit I pay for ain't got nothing to do with this stack. Pull it back for your ass. But period. I also come with other shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can be an arm candy. Mm-hmm. I can do all of that. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm cute. I know that. Period. I'm stacked. I know that. Period. But then, I'm cooking. I'm cleaning. You know how niggas say, yeah, be my piece. Bitch, we gonna be each other's piece. Because mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 2, and that's peace. I don't know nothing about mm-hmm. nothing else. Mm-hmm.
Talk
you
know about saying? It. Talk about it.
Women, unfortunately, have not learned what that look like.
Yeah.
That's all.
They think all they gotta do is show up.
Right.
And for some people, that works.
I was about to say that.
Some niggas like this for you to show up and just be there.
It's not. And those are gonna be the men that walk away every time. Because and that's what it is.
Most niggas, I won't say all, but most niggas kind of already know what kind of chick they want around them. And once a man already kind of has an idea around that, and you're not showing that, that also like, showing that you know, you're cool, but you're not aligning with what I like or how I see for myself dating. Some niggas just dating to date. Mm-hmm. Then you got some niggas that's like, you know what, I'm dating with intentions. Mm-hmm. I'm dating to marry or whatever, so I'm looking for certain qualities. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad if you don't fit the qualities of what a serious man may be looking for. Because if you're not serious yourself, you can't be serious with a serious person.
Like, that's it.
And
that's all.
A fun nigga always going to be a fun nigga. So he pretty much going to take, all right, you feel me? Like, you born, but you look good. You can come mm-hmm, around. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean I'm going to take you anywhere. It don't mean I'm going to really do this dating thing with you.
Yeah.
Then there's some niggas that don't even let you get far. Like, some niggas just be like,
I'm just going to they know what it, they know what it is that they require. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you're just not it. And that's okay.
Yeah. But you know, we be so fucked up about that mindset. And it's not to say that men are wrong for thinking it. No. Mm-hmm. Ain't it.
No.
But what be so fucked up is that same say girl, mm-hmm. because you've given her that attention, will believe that this is going to be mm-hmm. something more mm-hmm. than whatever this moment in time is. Mm-hmm. And I think we got to find where that pinnacle is to turn that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just enjoy the moment.
I feel like enjoy it the just experience. Some things about some people are just natural. Yeah. Like, if I can naturally be around you, you might take that as, oh, he like being around me all the time. No, I'm just, I like being around you. Mm-hmm. Then you see me with somebody else and it's like, oh, well, we spending time and da-da-da-da. But, sweetheart, it never went further than a certain boundary with us. Yeah. So I don't know why you would think that, you feel me, like the obligation, like Dad said, it'd be the entitlement sometimes. Mm-hmm. You can't treat me like this and then expect me to be okay with you treating somebody else like that. But y'all just dating. This could be a month of y'all dating. Y'all never did anything, but the thought of this man still dating or being how he is to you, that man might, that's his energy. Yo. But his energy only goes further with certain shit.
And I just want to be clear. In a situation where a guy did not become the bad guy after he stopped talking to a woman was solely because that woman either did not care for you the way you thought she did, well, she already knew who the fuck your replacement was. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
it's another answer.
That baby gonna feel a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. If she was feeling you and you cut her off, you're gonna be the bad guy. You're gonna be the bad guy.
I've been told about myself.
You're gonna be the bad guy.
My past life, like how I ain't shit and how da da da. Mm-hmm. But we never did nothing that would make you believe anything. It's like a couple dates. You text me here and there, mm-hmm. but I'm not pressing down on it. It's not like
it's. You know what's so fucked up? People really gotta accept that everybody ain't for everybody.
Yeah, and that's a hard pill to swallow.
Reality.
That's a hard pill to swallow. But
when you think you're the prize,
yeah,
or you know, you think you know, you can get whatever you want, whatever man you want. You know what I'm saying? With whatever minimal effort that you're giving, you're gonna think. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but at the same time, again, you're going to find people that's not feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because you feel like you can get whatever you want, baby, I'm here to let you know you're not for me.
Yeah,
and whatever it is you bring to the table, that might work with somebody else, sweetheart.
Yeah, but you.
But it ain't gonna work.
You can't
with
bring this folding table and think I'm going to be like, this is an amazing table. I got a glass table in my house.
I'm fucking screaming.
Fuck around with you.
I'm fucking screaming. The one other comment I wanted to talk about also was from another gentleman. He said, also, that pretty privileged card don't have the same access with every nigga.
It don't.
So, Press Paul may have inflated her, Press Paul may have inflated her attraction, but all of us ain't Google Gaga over a big butt and a smile either. So when it's us like, no, I'm good, it doesn't register as reality to them. So that's when the social media rhetoric and groupthink defense lines come out and we're the bad guy.
That's a fact. I can't say nothing. That's a fact.
That's a fact, yeah.
That's why they was the two comments that's I wanted to bring, because I was like, I feel like you can't argue with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that goes back to what we were saying. Like, a lot of women feel like just because they're pretty, that's all it takes for you to get a great man. And I'm sorry that social media influencers have fooled a lot of people into thinking that it's that simple.
A lot of people.
But it's not. And just because these men are somebody in entertainment or sports or whatever, don't mean they great men either. A lot of them got some shit with them too. They just got some money.
Because you gotta think, underneath of that all, people are people. People have gone through things to get them to where they are in this big grown adult age.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are not emotionally sound, emotionally responsible, no, none of
that. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Literally, man, woman alike. Nigga, you fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you fine.
Mm-hmm.
You beautiful.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you've healed past all that other shit that come with you.
Mm-hmm.
You not a prize to me, baby. You ain't nothing but a...
You a headache.
I got sent my Amazon package back, and I don't return it. But I would like a good return if I got to.
Because if you try and get to the next step, you feel me, with anybody out here, you gotta have more. And like I said, all the lines are with that man won. Like you said, some niggas, like you said, just got money, don't got a problem spending on whoever, whatever, long as pretty face. But it's some niggas that, you feel me, they look at dating to be more as an investment. Should I invest in this? This ain't really going nowhere on these couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know if I should keep hitting you up to keep on going on more dates when shit really not going nowhere, where you got a nigga who just be like, come on, short, I feel like being outside today. Since you look good, I want you to be out.
You right.
feel me?
You
be out
you
with me,
shit.
I'll spend some money on you. And you might not hear from that man till 3 weeks from later when he want to do the same thing again. So it's like, you can't. You gotta see. You first of all, if niggas is dating you like that, you should take a step back and reevaluate yourself.
I was just about to
if
say that.
If you catch hitting, feelings for him,
yeah,
and then try to say he wasted your time, baby, the signs was.
Baby, your time was wasted when you wasted
the
your time.
The signs was right, fucking. Because
if you only hear from a nigga once, twice a month, and then he just take you out, and then you don't hear from him, baby, that ain't dating. That's just a good time.
That's you enjoying it.
Yeah, he enjoying it.
Either keep enjoying it, or get the fuck on if you can't handle it. I tell women that shit all the time, because there is a lot of women out here that ain't into all the feeling things, and they can do the whole like fun boy shit too, because they, I don't want to say they fun girls, but yeah,
they get into all that kind of shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes, sorry, Mr. Niggas.
It's cool.
I'm going to tell y'all, sometimes, sorry,
you feel
Mr.
Me?
Niggas,
like,
we know
cool.
how to unattached too.
It's cool. You know what
we're
I'm saying?
We're not always very attached.
But at the same time, if you're looking for somebody that takes you serious, you got to make sure you're in a position where you can be taken serious. And again, you could be the greatest woman in the world. You can have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? You could be fine as hell, stacked like my bitch Chill. You know what I'm saying? And all the above. But it still ain't that chemistry. You can't run around here and just be like, oh, he wasted your time. I mean, you can.
Yeah,
but I just feel like that's a victim mentality. You know what I mean? People are here for reasons, seasons, lifetimes. That was a season or that was a reason. And you got to figure out what the fuck that is. But to say he just blatantly wasted your time or whatever the case may be, I think women got to kind of get off that horse. Like, come up off that mountain.
Because every nigga ain't bad. Every nigga ain't wasting your time. Niggas
and
just...
And I'm not saying there's not niggas who don't waste time.
Let's be clear.
But there are niggas that be wasting your motherfucking time. But we not talking about that today. That's a different topic.
Me,
This is genuinely for the niggas that just solely determined they didn't. It's not gonna work out. You know what I mean? Whether they told you like a big boy or whether they ghosted you, that's how they handled it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can be mad at that if they ghosted you. I can't believe you ain't tell me. I thought you could at least told me.
But
I'm cool with that.
Why you getting so attacked?
I'm cool with that. As a conversationalist, yeah, I don't know. I'm cool with that.
And I mean,
yeah. I'm not pressing the issue. You feel me? But I'm not.
Because they ain't over me, baby. I'm a ghost.
But
I like ghosts. I show up like that.
Because it ain't no relationship. That's the dating thing. Like them expectations in the dating world. Y'all gotta relax on them until conversations is had. Mm-hmm. And if nobody's giving no conversation, there really shouldn't be no expectations.
That's
should just
fact.
Be. You feel me? You like my company? I like your company every day. All right, cool. When you ain't free. I know I can go do what I want to. Do I really want to? You feel me? You'll know that.
Yeah.
Most niggas, I'll let you know. Like, shorty, I'm free on this day. I might go do something. But if you want to do something, that's how you know. That's how you know if a nigga interested in you. You feel me? Or if you say something and a man pay attention to what you're saying, you should know that you're dating. Because it was a point in time where somebody told me, I do not like wasting my money or my time. Oh, shit, you ain't got to tell me twice. Shit, I fucked up that one night. I ain't fucking no more because I fuck with you. Some chicks can't tell me.
Like me. Hold on,
some chicks can't tell me that. You feel me? You can't tell me that you did. Oh, okay. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you to do that. Mm-hmm. But when I fuck with you or I'm digging you, you say some shit that make me, shit. Let me not play around because I kind of like it here. I'm
going
to go ahead and do what I need to do. Those are the certain... Mm-hmm. Certain things, lady, you feel me? Like, what would Joe Scott say? You can tell me what to do,
but you can't tell me what to do. Hold up!
That shit go for niggas, too.
That shit go
for niggas, too. Like, sure, you can tell me what to do, but you really can't tell me what to do.
Listen, I just want the women to know that men have the right to choose, too. Okay?
Because y'all be choosing.
Because we be choosing.
Such a taboo topic, though.
It is.
Because women don't believe. I'm not speaking on all women, right? Because that's not fair.
Nah, we ain't speaking on all. Same way we ain't speaking on all men, we ain't speaking on all women.
I'm not speaking on all women, but I will say it's a taboo topic because sometimes, like we said earlier, we were always taught and trained simply that we are the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such an unfair level of thinking because if that's the only way that you think, you don't believe that you gotta do anything to keep this man, to keep his attention, to get him here.
Mm-hmm.
You just think you gotta show up and look this way or whatever. Half these bitches can't even cook a fucking burger.
That's why I don't want
y'all really are wilding out. And y'all have to stop.
I can make a burger.
That's why I don't want to.
Because y'all cannot. Half
I can
these
make
bitches
a burger.
Can't cook, can't do nothing.
And I'm not even saying that to say that the only role women have to do is cook and clean. That's bullshit.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But
you
what
trying
I am
to
saying is
keep a nigga around, you feel me? You gotta do some things.
Right, typically speaking.
I'm about to say most you will find a man that likes to cook, you know what I'm saying, and you may not have to be the one to do so, and you know, things like that. But
then what else can you do? Mm. What else do you do?
There's gonna be something that you have to bring to the table outside of just your looks. That lets this man know, okay, she wants to invest in me, I want to invest in her also.
Mm-hmm.
When I say to a nigga, I bring peace, it's not really a joke. Like, it's not about come to me so I can only just solve whatever problem you got. Peace look different. Peace could actually look like tonight, this is what we doing. We gonna watch a movie, we gonna play some cards, we gonna chill. This is gonna be a really good, quiet night. We chilling. Peace. Peace is, I listened to you today because you had a hard day.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I had my own hard day, yours sound a little harder than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma swallow my shit, but I said I would be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So bring that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't have no fucking answer to your day, nigga, bring that to me because you just need me to listen.
Mm-hmm. Niggas like that shit. I
we
love that shit. I miss that kind of peace. I ain't going like just let me talk. I had a real messed up day, and I understand you had a messed up day, babe. But I just need a moment.
But you
and you allow
you
it.
You
that's what I'm saying. You're like,
and that's okay.
That's why
today
I'm,
is your day.
Yeah, and that's why I'm cool, and I ain't got no problem returning. Okay, so what happened today? Oh, they was talking. Oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's you feel me? Like, yeah, that's why the dating shit is. Yeah, you gotta.
Because the fuck, you gotta know them signs. Because
every man ain't going with the flow.
Yeah.
Every man not just shooting the breeze with a bitch. Mm-mm. Some men really out here know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And they are intentional about it.
It's a lonely world out here.
And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? He didn't waste your time. You just wasn't it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just wasn't it. Good talk.
Good fucking talk, bitch. Bye. You did your best, or maybe not. But bye.
Like, I don't know what else to tell a bitch. You feel me? Like, you just gotta, again, the signs be there. If this is something you should invest in, or this is something that you should kind of, it just enjoy the experience. But to, again, just say the man wasted your time solely because you caught feelings. Because, again, if the woman ain't catch feelings like that and you decide that you don't want to talk to her no more, you're not going to hear shit about it. Okay. If a nigga I wasn't feeling like that ghost me, he ain't going to hear shit. He not going to hear shit.
Because when I ghosted a nigga. No, I'm joking.
I'm being.
Please.
I like to have conversations. I don't like ghost people. I let you know, sweetheart. I'm not, you feel me? Like, no, it's not. Oh, you going on this rant? All right, have a good one. I'll let you have a good one. Once you go on a rant, you feel me? It's like,
but everybody this don't deserve it, though.
I'm telling you.
Learning.
Everybody don't deserve this whole soliloquy of like, oh, this is one. Bitch. You knew you fucked up last night and bye.
You know, people be wanting closure.
Oh, bitch. I closed my closet.
I'm dead.
After I got dressed.
I'm fucking dead.
That was closure.
I'm dead.
What are they talking about? That's like a lot of extra shit and people be dumb. Man, we ain't even going on that. That's another topic. We can get on the closure topic at another point.
That is definitely another fucking topic.
And I do not believe in it.
That's definitely another topic.
I do not believe in closure.
But let's go ahead and slide over to this goddamn. It's time for the goddamn. Okay, so the goddamn of this week goes to Kevin Hunter. If you don't know who that is, that is Wendy's ex-husband. And now, let me say, in legal terms, I feel like, okay. You want to get your money. You feel me? Like, you want to get your money and shit. But, like,
I wouldn't even be looking at that shit right now.
You know what Wendy going through.
My man, and the only reason you doing that because she going through what she going through.
I was about to say that. Like, do you believe that that is simply because, okay, this documentary came out.
Mm-hmm.
We seen that she's, like, not she doesn't have all of her faculties or anything like that.
Because he tried before and she shut that shit down.
And now she doesn't have her faculty, so she impressive.
And
I think that's terrible.
And the people around her might just allow some money to slip out to them too.
I think it's fucked up.
I definitely think it's a fucked up look. You know, I know y'all divorced, you know, and things might not have ended cordially or whatever the case may be, but like, you know, we still human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I be saying, like, the people that are online saying shit like, oh, Wendy deserves, you know, everything that she has going on. It's like, I don't think that's right.
Nah, I got to say that one episode.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's so many people who've made such a living off gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Wendy Williams gossip gotta be the one where it's like,
because she the godmother,
because she knew, because she got the inside tea.
She really bringing
the tea. So y'all hated that shit, but that don't mean she deserve like this type of treatment or the illness that she now has or whatever the case. Like, yo, I just don't fuck with that shit.
Like,
and y'all know I can be a bitch, but like, come on, yo, we're fucking human. Like, that's fucked up.
When she lost her show, that was one thing. One thing, all right, her losing her show, all right, her karma. But this lady is being taken advantage of left and right, and you supposed to have been her husband, the father of her child.
Yeah. Hold on, but please say this. The husband who cheated on her made a whole ass mother baby, and you still want her to support your life?
No, that nigga wild, man.
That's wild, yo.
Wild.
And he like open with it too. It's not even like he like some behind the scenes when he came out. Like,
no,
He's serious. That's crazy. That's why I said his, and I told Slick this too. I said, yo, his son, I feel for Shorty. Because that's a wild situation to be in. For one, you saw your father do the wild shit to your mother. Now you've taken care of her. They've taken her out of your possession. And here come your father now wanting to take bread out of your mother's mouth. And you just trying to get her safe. Like, I don't got a father. You feel me? If I had one, and he was that kind of nigga, nah, bro. Like, you had to see me.
Let me tell you something.
You had to see me.
If I was a son.
You had to see me.
If I was a son, and Kevin was my father.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah, you got to see me.
Me and Kevin going blow for blow. Because, respectfully, Wendy not even in her right state of mind to even address this shit.
So he's getting it from the guardianship.
And that's fucked up.
And that's why I said, I feel like they would give him some.
What the fuck? Crazy is he owed the money because of love.
That's the crazy part.
He is
owed this money. You feel me? But it's 2 years.
Nasty.
It's 2 years back. So it's like you.
And you want the whole thing.
That's probably so nasty because, baby, you love her. And when you love her, you sent her into a mental spiral. You caused Wendy to spiral.
Spouses support or something. He gets something from her. But y'all want the big bag. Y'all want the all at once. He don't want the muffins.
That shit is
And that's
sick.
Not right. Like,
that shit is sick.
You made a whole ass off a kid.
Like, yo, and you're not qualified to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not handicapped. You're not, like, nigga, you can go out here and make you some money. Like, leave that lady the fuck alone.
Clearly not what the fuck he was making.
Those laws be so skewed to me because I don't understand them.
Yeah.
Because, bitch.
I don't see how you
prenup you too, but not even on some funny style shit. But just because what you came with is your business,
mm-hmm.
what I came with is my business. What we do together is our business. Mm-hmm. Wendy had a life before you, my nigga. So it's so fucked up for you to think that she gotta sustain you.
And she ain't even
after
right.
you.
Even
in,
I'm about to say,
man,
even
baby,
in her mental,
she's not mentally here, no nothing.
That's what she
got. And you still want her like, yo, goddamn.
Dig up my father. I'm very famous.
I don't understand that shit. He definitely has to get the goddamn of the week. Definitely. Like, that shit is super trash on his part. Super fucking trash.
Not cool.
But yeah, let's slide to these quickies for real. It wasn't really that much going on this week for real. It was a few things happening that I wanted to discuss. A few things that made me chuckle. But I do want to start off with this fucking Enough Miami single. First and fucking foremost.
Okay.
Cardi B, that's what the fuck I was waiting for. Okay.
Party wrote the right one this time.
Boy, fuck you.
It ain't no secret. Party the writer. I'm just saying. Party
wrote
a few ones.
Everybody always want to bring up who write her music. Don't nobody give a fuck. She delivered it. That shit was fire.
I know niggas don't like to have writers, yo, but Cardi B and Partisan, they like the perfect
Cardi
duo
never
right there. Like,
you know what's so amazing about her? She never said, "I don't handle writers."
She never denied, and don't shame him or nothing when he say, "I wrote some songs, I write for Cardi." You feel me? Like, it's never no shade there, because niggas know, like, he keep writing that crap, but I'm spitting it this way. So that's why, you feel me? Like, and.
I was telling motherfuckers this is the one I was waiting for.
Yeah, it's
I heard the clip of this song a few months ago because a clip came out on Twitter where she was previewing this song in a club. And I was like, ooh. Like, oh yeah, she talking her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I seen it was going to be the next single to drop, I was like, please, yo. Because, you know, like I said, no shade to my baby, but I didn't like the like what shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, please let this shit go, yo. She delivered like the champ. Fucking hard. I cannot wait for the album. I was watching an interview with her and Gillian Wallow. Mm-hmm. And she said she's struggling with the name of the second album.
I can believe it.
She can't figure out.
What was the name of her? What was the name of the
first Invasion of Privacy.
Invasion of privacy too, because privacy invaded.
Because the privacy been invaded left and right. So I'm about to say
everybody want to know what's the what on her, and like she'll say some shit sometimes, but then we don't know nothing for real.
I'm about to say because my baby said she won't work with Lil Kim. She trying to get Lil Kim to say some shit.
Yeah. No, if she get Lil Kim on the album, I swear to God, I can't wait to go to the concert.
Listen.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm definitely anticipating this album.
This shit crazy. Because if she get Kim on that shit, you already know.
Because Flo Millie dropped. Who else dropped?
Damn, somebody just dropped
too. Like, female-wise, though. I don't know. The Red Girls, they doing their thing. Because I heard Flo Millie's shit was fire, too. I needed to take a listen to it, but I heard her shit was fire, too. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, I know Joe Budden was saying that the girl time is, you know, come to an end. But I don't know, because Sexy just dropped some shit. And I hate that my old ass like it. I hate it.
She got niggas be saying, singing her song about her song, yo. I like
this new Red. Shit, she like,
niggas
yo.
Niggas said she the 08 female Gucci.
Like, I like Sexy Red sexy, and Lil Glow. Like, Glow really please, and Sexy Red are really going
Please stop
everywhere.
Playing with me. So, I don't know. I feel like the girls, they still got a little... They got a little gay.
I'm in the summertime, spring and summertime, so you know they
got...
They definitely trying to have us loud as shit outside this summer.
I'm here for it. And other music news, Carisha and Uncle Luke is working on some music together.
The Miami, Miami Bangers. Freak Nick.
I'm not impressed.
I just feel like what Carisha is kind of tied to.
She shouldn't be trying to do nothing with Uncle Luke.
You know, you should kind of stay away from the Freak Bulls right now.
Not the Freak Bulls. You should be real conservative right now.
Not saying that Uncle Luke be on no extra wild shit like they allegedly said. Did he be on?
Yeah.
We gotta say allegedly.
Allegedly strong out here.
However,
Uncle Luke.
I don't know, Carisha.
What is you out here?
I can say I don't think
you and JT not pulled over.
I feel like her doing this with Uncle Luke. I don't think Uncle Luke now. Uncle Luke's stuff always been in the light. You feel me? Mm-hmm. The Freak Nick shit. That's really the biggest. If anything ever come from Uncle Luke, it's going to be because of Freak Nick.
Mm-hmm.
But them doing a song together or him influencing something with her, I feel like he's just trying to bring that Miami sound back. I think Uncle Luke still be producing and still do stuff. So he keep his ear on the music team.
Yeah.
But it is kind of like bad timing right now to be on, like you said, your Freak Nasty with that, because, you know, Carisha, like, right now, I feel like, you know, you should just be chilling. I don't want to say that, but I mean...
Her image is now attached.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Older images.
That's wild. And it's like,
yo, she was rolling with my nigga so hard.
You feel me? At the show with the signs.
You didn't just see them occasionally together.
Y'all was
like,
a thing.
They were dragging.
Yo.
She was getting peed on as crazy. Yo. But she was getting pissed on.
Hallelujah. Yo, fuck.
She was enjoying that shit. She told us.
Oh.
She told us what we wasn't even asking for or looking for.
We didn't ask.
No one asked for any of that. But she said that she is with that. So it's like, sweetheart, you yourself are connecting the dots along with everything else that's connecting the dots around that man.
Yo told Diddy one bitch, I said, you were either.
Yeah, you feel me? Diddy, like, yo, basically...
Before
all of this came to light, them two was telling y'all what Diddy about. You feel me? And why she's so mad? The one chick was so mad over there. So Carisha, I think you feel me. Like, I'm glad that you're making music. I like when all artists make music. You feel me? It's no shade there.
Yeah.
But right now, sweetheart, I think it should be like a fall.
You should
movement.
Probably be making music with Beyonce.
Or Ciara.
Somebody a little softer than fucking Lucy.
I feel like Ciara's right up your alley
Ciara
right now.
Ciara
would
give her
something. You know?
That's a little cold.
You could be out here. With, oh, Carisha dances now. Like, yeah, that could be a new thing.
Oh,
you feel me? Like.
Because it was just. It was definitely JT that was the one that wasn't coordinated. Yeah. So Carisha can do Carisha, a little. She can do a little 1-2 with Ciara.
That's why I just
feel like.
She'll slow it down.
The music industry was one point in time, like, you know, when niggas wanted to be there, and you feel me? Like, and you know, some rumors fly through, but like nowadays, when it's like boom, 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 as an artist, man, I don't. How do you move?
Listen,
how do you move?
Listen, we gonna see what this song is about when they drop it.
Oh, man. I just hope it's like a Miami anthem and nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy.
I'm a fucking scream. In a recent interview that Lil Mama did.
Poor Lil Mama. Poor Lil Mama.
She talked about being depressed after going on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. What is that? The VMAs.
Yeah, many years ago.
Many moons ago. You know, damn.
Kind of feel bad for Lil Mama, man.
It's like, I feel bad for her, but at the same time, like, sis, you know, like, the world was going to laugh at that. First of all, there is clips of Beyonce trying to literally stop you.
And say,
like,
no.
From going up there. Why would you not listen to the queen? Okay? Not because that's her man, but because she know what's good. She know what's good for the goose. So... I don't understand. You were, and then when you got up there, you know, they shifted
away from you
so that you could still you know,
you found your way to come getting that last pose.
You chose to do that. You chose to do that wild shit. And, you know, I'm sorry that it spun you into a depression.
Definitely.
That I don't wish for on anyone.
Definitely,
you know,
you did
try
to make a comeback in your career. You did try. Like, I give it to you. You did try to do something. Like, even with the TLC doc. You tried to change that image.
I just, you know, you knew this.
I hate that you
funny. Funny. It was popping. Lil Mama
moving. but the crazy part, I didn't know she was still on this. Like, not saying, you feel me, like, Tom Hill's all wounds. I get it. I'm totally, you feel me?
But that
I just thought I know it did. So
alive.
That's what, and that's the crazy part about it is because no one's been giving her no interview for us to even notice. So
do
that's
really
why I didn't even know that this was even like a still a thing for her.
Realistically, do y'all think if she never did that she would still be popping right now?
No, bitch. I don't care about chicken.
No. She would still. I would say that she would be like
a. Lip gloss was popping shit.
Oh yeah.
She may not have. She may not have been popping. I'm dead. It is the same song. She was. I say this about her. She was trying to be. She was trying to be a Teyana Taylor.
Oh.
Lil Mama. Hold on. Because. Listen to what I'm about to say, because y'all. It's a New York thing. It's a New York thing. She's a rapper. Dancer, so she does the choreography thing. She did have plans of trying to be like director. I won't even say Teyana Taylor. I won't even say that. What's shorty name that? Damn, another Diddy person. Lorianne Daniels, the dancer choreography chick. That's what type of, if her career didn't go strong in the being an artist, that was something that she was willing to fall back on, is being like a choreographer, being behind the scenes, letting her name be known more behind the scenes than just being an artist. Mm-hmm. Because that wave of that little New York bop or whatever, it came and went. She already knew it was coming and going. And I guess that's the part that her career could have went any direction. But after that situation, nobody ever wanted to work with her again. So that closed like all her doors. And the last and only thing we ever saw after that was... her on the TLC documentary, which she killed as Left Eye, which
yes, she
should have, you feel me, like opened up some more doors for her, but I guess it didn't go how she wanted to. But
yes, she did.
I definitely feel bad that she's still depressed about that. And I, you feel me, like, but kind of like you said, you kind of did that to yourself because nobody asked you to come on that stage.
Cole probably still hate that bitch.
Yo, I feel like him watching the interview was just like.
But you know, on some respectful shit though, he personally
never
did not come on down on her or mm-hmm. nothing. He was very like respectful. Mm-hmm. He didn't end her.
Yeah,
but the optics ended her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he never.
Cause it's like, yo, you'll never get that image of her like,
yo,
with a face. Up there
and then scooting over with niggas. It was a scoot over for me. It was like, oh, I'm posed. Oh, we over here. Oh,
not even on this song. Girl.
She talk about it. Just you know, it took over me. Girl, we not in church. Say the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, mommy, you look like Big Mama.
You said, you know, being from New York, being from that same, it just took over me. And I just had to come up on stage and just, you know, and once I got up there, that's when I kind of knew I made a bad decision.
Yeah.
When she said that, I'm like.
But you kept going
But you
anyway.
Kept going. You kept going.
You kept going anyway.
Because she definitely like, said how I think I don't know if Jay-Z personally reached out to her. But someone from the team was like, you know, it's all good. You feel me? Jay not mad. But at the same token, shorty, this is a time when everybody was watching TV. Everybody was watching the VMAs. This is when the music was popping around that time. So everybody saw that.
Yes.
Everybody. Even people that didn't know who he was or wasn't even tuned with Jay-Z. They remember who he is.
That little girl.
That little girl that got up there and scooted to the end.
And scooted. It's crazy.
Because she was... Like this, she said, "Oh, they came over here.
They moving away from
Mookie. Yo, they was like, moving well, away from my ass.
I feel like we were slowly forgetting. Like, why did you remember?
Right, and that's the crazy part about it. The only time you actually remember is if you send in a meme to somebody, or you feel me, it just come back like one of the craziest things that happened in hip hop in the last 20 years.
It's something like that.
But ain't nobody like.
It wasn't
hey, girl, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Y'all remember when Lil Mama got up there with Jay-Z about 20-something years ago?
Like, now you're making us think about it again. Like, damn, put it to bed.
And that was 92 years ago.
Tuck it in.
And the nigga that interviewed it was just like, damn, yeah, I understand.
Listen.
I understand.
That nigga from here, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Fuck everybody involved, anyway.
Girl.
Fuck Lil Mama, fuck Big Mama,
fuck Kanye. Kanye on niggas' head tops. Hey, bro, can you pull that text up that I sent you?
Yeah. Oh, man. Definitely on niggas' head tops.
Yours is on niggas' head tops. It okay, so the last person that Kanye got to cussing out was this Kai Center nigga.
Kai just getting it. Everybody coming at Kai these days, man.
Yeah, he sent him some clothes. That he was reviewing on his stream one day. And apparently the clothes were huge. I seen a clip. I mean, he'll pull them up. As soon as he let them go, they dropped to his ankles. Yeah. They were literally too big. Fucking big. Like, it wasn't nothing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, basically asked for a small size. And Kanye said this.
Kanye said... Don't make no jokes about my clothes. When you ain't saying nothing about what Adidas is doing. When Vulture's song came out, you ain't played my verse. You control. Don't play with me. This nigga Kai said, I hear you, bro. But ain't no joke was being said. When I first opened up the package, I showed love instantly. All I did was try on the sweats. And it didn't fit. No jokes made. I immediately asked for a new pair. Kanye said, so you ain't do nothing wrong? So I felt this way for no reason? Kai said, yes. Ye said, fuck you, nigga. You was told to diss me. You a pawn. Messages ended.
Now it does.
You a pawn.
Yo.
This is the part that gets me. Before you say what you say, he said, so, you ain't do nothing wrong?
You telling me?
So I felt this way for no reason? Yes. Nigga, fuck me. Yo said, yes, you feel some kind of, I don't know what's up with
Let me tell you something.
Woo, that boy, yeah.
I love me some Kanye, yo. Hell but that yeah. nigga is a wild boy, yo.
He want y'all heads about it.
Yo, Kanye he gonna come on y'all head tops, okay?
He want y'all head about
this
it.
This nigga.
Don't accept nothing from Ye.
Y'all hear what he
if it don't fit, don't say it out loud.
Taboozy?
Hold on, what'd he say?
He said... I mean, I'm responsible for all genres except for that Wipe Me Down era. My man Boosie said...
Nah, that nigga said... Cole, you gotta get it right, my bad, bro.
I'm trying to remember exactly what you're saying.
That nigga Kanye said I'm responsible for making future music.
Oh, yeah, everybody, yeah.
I created.
Except Boosie for
the... come back and say... he said, don't nobody listen to Kanye in the hood. Woo, 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 woo. Kanye said, I checked and Wipe Me Down was made in 2005. I was not responsible for that era.
For that era. For that era of music. My man Boosie came back and said, I make music for the soul, for people around me, something, something, something. Niggas, you feel me? Like, he just, Boosie said, you feel me, at the end of the day, he a legend in his own right, you feel me? And he ain't worried about that shit Ye talk about. But, yeah, Ye is coming at everybody. Then if he forgot something, he coming back at you.
Yo, the shit is, because what he just went on a rant saying fuck everybody a little while ago when he got on the charts.
Yeah, he did.
Because that's when Drake posted that 50 Cent.
Yeah, man.
He was like, what did he say fuck me for?
Right, what did he say fuck me for? You know, I was just around me in Florida. What did they fuck me for?
Like, yo, when I say Kanye is on, he not playing with nobody.
None
if
of
you say something, he gonna address it.
If you like Adidas,
but it's don't like, say that loud. But it's like, yo, Kai is so little. Like, yo, Kanye, please leave that little like, ass
reading,
boy alone.
Reading the messages, I couldn't really hit the voices, but reading the messages, bro, like it really, like you can hear Kai's voice, like when Kai be like. Yo, it's really I really wasn't doing nothing. Like that's really a situation. Like, bro, I show love instantly.
I just
stood up in the pants, fell right down. I just said I need a bigger size. That's all I said.
Yo, saying so I shouldn't feel like this.
The part about it is, Kai can't do that peacefully because of how big Kanye's name is.
Mm-hmm.
But Kanye, bitch, you're just a bully.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bully.
Because why you sending people clothes and then getting mad at them? All
it's
he said
not
was
my
it ain't
size.
Fit. It's not right. You feel me? It's
like,
not my
why,
size.
Like, what would you want me to do, Kanye? Like,
it's not my,
and I'm doing it. And I'm doing it on my live stream to show people your product to that you're not paying me for. I don't know if you paid for them, but you probably just sent them this stuff because you know Kanye got a big influence.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is regardless whether they love Kanye, don't like Kanye, whatever. Yeah. Kanye reaching out to you, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
Kanye, yeah.
All he did was stand up and said, "Can I get a bigger size?" That's all I want is just a bigger size. And you and this man, shit, like he said, F the brand and y'all ain't nothing and this
well,
is what I get.
These some bullshit.
This some bullshit. You ain't, these TikTokers and these Instagram people that's buying the stuff and saying they reviews, you ain't going to their heads because everybody's saying the same thing.
Yo. And then now he's suing Yes Jules for $8 million. Did she got $8 million?
I don't even know who that is to know if she got $8 million.
She a influencer or something. She apparently used to work for him.
Okay.
She broke her NDA.
Would she do an interview?
She's apparently been doing everything.
Okay.
Posting text messages between them. Text messages between other people that work with him.
Sheesh.
She made some comments saying that she gonna keep doing it. She don't give a fuck.
That's wicked, man.
So.
That's wicked.
I don't know if she ain't know the ticket was going to be that big and she thought it was going to be something she could handle. Or
hey, Kanye,
if she got $8 million and she really... Because, I mean, if she got $8 million, she
keep
can
talking.
Spend it. You know, say
keep,
what you guys say.
But you might be on an island like some of these people and you feel me, you ain't coming back because you ain't got that money. But it's just crazy that, like... It's just crazy in the entertainment right now. Everybody in the entertainment business is getting told on. And... It's just wicked. Like, Kanye
just
now.
She said baby got eight.
She got eight? Oh, all right. Well, shit. Keep talking then, shorty. Like
she
I said, I don't...
do that. Look.
I'm going to have to do my research on shorty. Because if you got eight, keep talking. Because clearly you got it. But it's just... It's kind of just... It's, the industry is just different now, man.
Man.
It's just very different than what we grew up on.
Because once upon a time, niggas just wouldn't even play that shit.
Wouldn't even.
They just wouldn't play that shit. These motherfuckers now be ready risking for the biscuit. But yeah, let's keep it all moving. Did you hear that Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner are working on a sports podcast?
I heard that today, and I'm just confused.
I truly want to know how.
You say who?
Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner.
Lamar Odom is on brand, but why is Caitlyn?
That's why I'm confused. Because she used to be a.
We don't know nothing about her sports knowledge, because that's Caitlyn the thing,
Jenner,
too.
Now,
for some
Caitlyn
reason,
Jenner is an Olympic
gold medalist.
And that's why I said, unless we just don't know about her sports knowledge, because she may have a very.
But I'm trying to figure out how.
Yeah. Where is she going to be speaking from? Where is she? Whose point of view is she speaking from with this? Is she speaking from Caitlyn or Bruce?
We don't.
It's a sports podcast, right? If it's a sports podcast.
If it's a sports podcast, I feel like she actually may have some knowledge, and I'm not going to acknowledge anything you said. I think.
You gotta prove yourself first.
I think she may have like an avenue somewhere.
Okay.
It may not be like fully well versed in football per se.
Okay.
But I think that's why this is a good combination.
It's just very weird because it's like
I don't know.
It's weird to me.
I don't feel like
because
I can't
sit. That's yeah. I can't have a conversation about.
But you know why we can't do it, and you know why it's so uncomfortable, because the only light we ever saw her in was her reality TV with her family. We've never seen her in any other space. The only light we ever seen him in is football.
Basketball.
Who's she? Oh,
Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
what? Basketball. That's what I say it's.
Fuck!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You feel me?
I thought we said Beckham on
though. No. What? That would be even weirder.
No, the bitch nigga need to come because he ain't gonna get no more money. He may as well come on this show. He's done and I'm done. I'm done with him like they done with him.
Listen.
They ain't done with him, clearly.
I'm about to say.
They ain't done with him. Lamar gets be in there with them still.
Somehow.
Still getting checked somehow with
them.
Here's
the thing. I do not hate him. He's a good player. In his prime. He's injury prone. Outside of that.
I mean.
And that ain't even a topic. So we gonna move on.
I mean, Lamar Odom is a basketball and he got championships. He did some shit in the NBA.
No, baby, I wasn't talking about Lamar. I was talking about Avenue. I was talking about Beckham.
Oh.
Ain't that his name? You know, Beckham.
I'm not playing with her. She better. Chili, shut up.
No, that's fine. Lamar's fine. He just had to be a junkie for a little bit.
Oh, man.
That was his only option.
Damn, baby, stop bringing out my past. Say, you caught me in the ranch. Caught me in the ranch.
I'm done. No more comments for me. I said a lot.
I don't know how this podcast going to go, but.
It's going to be interesting.
We shall see. We are going to wrap these quickies up, though. With Power Book 2 coming to an end. Right? I am actually sad about it. I hope this fourth and final season is fucking slack. I feel like they got so many things they need to clear up. So many loose ends need to be tied. Like, y'all can't have us on no clip. They already doing a two-part shit, stupid shit. The first one come out in June. The second part come out in September. So they already doing the little dumbass break shit or whatever.
I think that the funny part is Tyreek gets on Instagram and say, damn, I found out. Just like, yo.
And 50 Cent say,
You ain't answer the phone, my boy, because we called you to let you know it was over.
Like, what is happening here? I don't understand.
That's why I said the industry is weird,
And
yo.
You know, 50 going to say something.
And he going to tell, yeah, that's why people. Yo, I don't know why they do it to themselves, bro. Like, yo, just don't say nothing.
Like, did you think 50 was not going to say nothing about
that? And then you came back and said, yeah, it was fun playing Tyreek all these years, da-da-da. Yeah, you should have just said, dang. Well, coming to an end, guys. You know, and then went behind the scenes and asked niggas questions. But you put it out there and 50 came and said, nah, go ahead and check that phone again. You got a couple missed calls and a text message.
So, brother,
I was trying to give you the heads up. But you being a youngie, you wanted to come on here and
Pop your shit. You know how they do.
You really think you Tyreek?
Got that.
You really think you Tyreek?
No, he don't.
You finally stopped walking and you just was like, yeah. when you stopped walking, I was like, yep. Everything changes for him in real life. He got a podcast. Yes, that nigga moved on up. Him and his homeboy got the podcast going. You feel me? And you ain't even know he really wanted to be on Power the way they was going so hard. Listen, on the podcast. Him and the white boy, they got a podcast together.
I'm about to say, but yeah, it's supposed to air June 7th. As of right now.
Damn on that.
So we
gonna
see.
I think it's gonna be good though. For finale. I think hope it is. I never did was disappoint. I think it's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. I really hope it is.
I think it's gonna be good.
Cause like, come on. And then they coming out with the shit where it's supposed to be where like Ghost and Tommy met or something like that.
Because, okay, yeah. What it's
supposed to be. They gave us what's 50 Cent character on the show? What's
Kanan.
So they gave us Kanan. Kanan show fire. I ain't gonna hold you.
Kanan
show is fire.
But I feel like you gotta do this one though.
I love Power. Like Power, did y'all watch is just the, like they're originals.
When Tommy had his show, did y'all watch that?
Yeah,
I didn't get into it.
I couldn't.
Didn't cut that. I didn't get into that.
They would have cut it. I fuck with it. I'll watch it. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
I think 50 allowed Yo to get some money because. But,
I definitely felt like if they had to pick one to like cut, it would be.
But
like,
I think the problem too is because. Although Power wasn't about Tommy was a main character. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we gotta develop this. Mm-hmm. So even if people are saying that they didn't like that in particular storyline, let's develop it more to make it better, because Tommy was an important character in Ghost's story.
I'm about to say.
And the crazy part is, with that, they gonna bring, if they do the Tommy and Ghost, you know, how they met, whatever, they gonna flashback to
because being older
and all that shit's gonna show. I'll probably be more in tune with that one than just the Tommy show by itself.
That's why I got into it. Because we were supposed to get how Kanan, Tommy, and Ghost met, because
they're supposed to meet Kanan,
right? Because from our original storyline in Power, they were supposed to meet in Baltimore, but Kanan already went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He already been there and back, and we never got that.
Like,
we gonna see.
I'm about to say we gonna see how this shit go. But yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this shit up. We finna slide, y'all. Okay, that was episode 135. Okay, bro, tell the people where they can find you.
Just type in Rella 149. I might pop up, might not, but I will pop up somewhere.
Please. If you're new to the game, you can follow me on all social media at Slixy. And please put some respect on my C. It's a C-I-E, not just a letter. And that's where I be. Catch us next week for episode 136. We don't know what you're talking about yet, but we're going to drop a flyer. So stay tuned. Okay. We'll see y'all next time. Peace out. Gang.